Good morning. And how are you? We are blessed, as you hear every year, is my favorite holiday. It's my favorite one. Yep, it's my favorite one. Because we just come to say thanks to God. It's just a time where we don't have to buy any gifts. For the women, you have to do a lot of cooking, sorry, but some of the guys. But the rest is like just Thanksgiving. It's just Thanksgiving. And it's a joy when we can come and we have almost a full church. Thank you for coming to Mass today. That was very nice. And when we come, and what we do is I purposely put this picture on the booklet, if you look at it, on the gospel when I put this together, because if you see what's happening here is the beggar comes and he lays at the feet of Jesus and gives thanks. And that's, of course, exactly what happened. One of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and he thanked him. This is something we have to do on Thanksgiving, but every day, to fall on our faces and thank God. Why? Because when we fall on our faces, it really means that we're really grateful. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, thank you, that's very nice of you. That's nice. But to fall on our face before God. So the first thing I'd encourage you to do is sometime today in your prayer, you don't have to do it in a loud voice in front of everybody, it would take too long. I was going to make everybody come up here and take turns. And I thought, oh, we'll be here till tonight. But it could be a good thing. But in your own time today, you go and fall on your face before the Lord and thank him for all the blessings he's given you. This morning I was up as always, and I got up, I was here at 5:15 to do my holy hour, and I began falling on my face in front of the God of the universe and just thanking him. You know, what's the first thing we should thank God for always and everywhere? That Jesus died on the cross for us. Thank you. That's exactly right. The four of you got it. The reality is that that's the most important thing that ever happened to you, as Jesus Christ died on the cross. And we should be forever grateful for that. We should be people who every day just thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you. You know, I just was dealing with a friend of mine who fell from grace and different things. And so I wrote him an email and I says, listen, I know all this happened to you, but I want you to know you have to sit in the arms of the Father and you have to let him love you, and the Father and I love you and will always love you. And this person, who has really been petrified to even deal with me, was so grateful, and he's talking about how he's finally learned that God's love isn't conditioned on by what we do. God's love is God's love. He loves us completely. And I just emailed him back and I says, well, thanks be to God, you finally discovered what grace is. We should be so grateful to God for the grace that he loves us because he loves us, not because of what we do. He died for us to save us, not for what we do for him. He died for you before you even liked him. He died for you. And so the first thing we should always fall on our faces before God is that we thank him for dying and taking our sins upon himself. And that's where we start knowing that we're blessed. And so then what I want to encourage you to do is then we start living this. Now there's a bunch of ways I'm going to suggest that you and I live this. But first way I would suggest, if you don't already have something like it, is you start a thank you journal. You know, a journal to God where every day you find at least one thing you're grateful for. And you thank God for it. Because, again, we find what we look for, right? Now, most of us, most especially me, the way I was taught in seminary so often was that you always, you know, like, again, we might have been doing 99 good things in our life. You know, our prayer life's good. I'm talking from experience here, I'm telling you. Our prayer life's good. We're doing good. We're supposed to be all the things. But there's one thing, bam! And every evaluation, you know, you have this, and this. And you got to change this, if you're ever going to be a good priest. And so we're constantly, you're always looking for what was worst in a person. And that's what makes us as pastors, right? We're always looking about, well, what isn't going right? Everything else, okay. Ah, there you go, I got it. And that's what we become. And we start looking for it. And we all do this. Somehow we have been patterned to look for what's going wrong in people. instead of what's right. So if we decide that we are going to be people who start looking every day for something to be grateful for, and then we write that down, wouldn't that be a different way to do things? To sit there and say, listen, Lord, I am grateful today. It's not just about, you know, how bad I am and how much you have to help me and da-da-da, but I'm grateful. And if you can't find anything else to feel grateful for, you can always be grateful that Jesus died on the cross for you. Even when the bad, worst day. So that would be one thing. Another, I read a couple years ago, a great book. It was called, I can't remember exactly what it was called, but one man decided that every day for 365 days, he was going to write a thank you note to somebody in his life. Can you imagine? That every day you would write somebody different a thank you for something he did for you. And it wouldn't just be your close family, but someone who is nice to you. He would do this. And he said, what happened? It was an interesting book because he started changing inside. What he was doing exteriorly, he started changing inside. And then he found himself to be more grateful for things. And he looked for things to be grateful for because every day he had to write a letter to someone of gratitude. And so he had to look for it. Can you imagine we start looking for it? Another thing it could do is that you and I decide that if you can't do it every day, maybe do it once a week for a year. Maybe do it for a month every day. I don't know. Just something to think about. Another thing we can do is those of us who are on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. Let me give you a hint. Some of you, I can't stand looking at them. I'm just telling you now. Because it's always a controversy, and you always got to make a comment, you always got to do that. Why is what I want to know. Just why? Why can't you sit there and instead of your thing, let's try to be for a year that every day on your social network, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, instead of talking about the Pope or talking about the people who don't agree with you, just say something you're grateful for today. Could you imagine? If you just put every day something you are grateful for online instead of something you want to complain about today or show how smart you are or show how great you are or show who's on your side and who isn't, could you imagine? You might even get more followers. When people sit there and not only see negative things come out of you or controversial things or things that are going to make you go, ooh, and if you can't just do that, well, do your other stuff, but put at least one thank you every day. Wouldn't that be different? And then again, what would happen? You'd start thinking attitudes of gratitude. You'd start thinking, I got to say something nice today online. Oh, what am I going to be grateful for today? But you see how if we start as a people of God who always have something to be grateful for, that's what we start looking for first instead of all the other things. Today, let this Thanksgiving be the day where it started to change our heart, that we do every day come before the Lord and thank Him, fall on our faces before Him, that we do every day look for the good in people, and we learn to have that gratitude for people, and we proclaim that, and then we'll start looking for the good and always the bad. We'll be people of gratitude. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.